What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's still a couple MGM National Harbor listener lines open at 800-636-1067. It is time for your official prediction for Lions, Commanders. It all goes down tomorrow night in Detroit. It's a gigantic game. Divisional round of the playoffs. Jaden Daniels, as a rookie, has led this team where nobody expected this team to be. Playoff berth. They win their first matchup against Tampa. Now they have to go on the road again. 9.5-point underdogs. Can they pull it off in Detroit? Need the music, Valdez.
Play the music.
Gotta
play the music, Mr. Mr. Beck.
All right, let's go.
We'll let the listeners weigh in first, and then we'll give our official predictions at the end.
Go to Walter. Walter, what's up?
Oh, I'm up first. What is up, junkies? I am so pumped up. I mean, I got to touch on a few things, though.
All right.
Takes holding your hand up is not going to make you a fan. What's going to make you a fan is truly believing that Jason Campbell was going to take you here when you were a little boy and you believed with everything. And now that goes away, right? Just, they suck. And now we've got something. I see little boys in the stands that they believe we're going to win every game. And now I'm getting that back.
Right.
What the heck? The line is huge. 8 points? Put all your money on that. We're not giving up. And I got to touch on the defense.
Yeah.
Dante Fowler makes plays. Jeremy Chin makes plays. Quan Martin punches it out. Are you serious? Bobby freaking Wagner is our captain. Our defense has played good. We are going into halftime. It was going to be giving up 3 points to the Bucks. Yes, Marshawn Lattimore let us down on that last drive. That last touchdown killed me. But we were about to go into halftime giving them 3 points. We can win this. But, yeah, 8 out of 10 times the Lions do win. But that's not this season. Our season is those two. This is electric. The last time we won a playoff game, I was at a stupid birthday party. But guess what? That guy was at the same bar I went to. And so I got to say, dude, we're going to win this one. The city is here. The city's full of burgundy and gold. Woo!
Walter.
What's your prediction? We need a prediction.
Good job, Walt.
Give us a score. Give us a final prediction.
Well, after Noah Igbinanabe gets an interception, we lock it up and win the game. 30-31.
I hate when people
the
say that.
Person.
You got to say
today.
The winning score first.
Yeah, no, we're not doing that.
31-30. All right.
That guy says he's got kids.
He did a great job until this. He gave the score prediction.
I will say this. I don't think we win. I'm picking us, but it's a heart pick.
Okay? I know.
I'm picking us, and I'm just going to hope we, you know, I feel like we're a team of destiny. I don't think we win it, though, if Dante Fowler and Frankie Louvu aren't huge. I really think we need Dante Fowler and Frankie.
Well, and I also
Louvu
think Lattimore has to. I think Lattimore has to make plays.
I feel like they I think they're going to zone up.
Either make plays or prevent plays.
From what I understand, they're going to zone up, so maybe he won't be as exploited.
Okay, but he still has to cover. He's still going to have to cover guys and make tackles.
He's going to have to cover space.
Yeah,
I feel like
still
going
to have to do that.
They need.
I mean, they're not going to play zone 100% of the time.
No.
But they need to sack Jared Goff 2 to 3 times, hit him a few more times, just make life uncomfortable for him in the pocket. Because you know he's not going to scoot out and make any plays with his legs. That's Jaden's deal. Jaden's got that on lockdown. If you get pressure on Jared Goff, he's going to take a sack, hopefully fumble, maybe give up the ball, maybe fumble, turn it over. Need a play like that.
They need some turnover.
They need some magic like that.
Have to win the time of possession.
Yep.
All right. And you got to win the turnover battle.
Those would be huge if they could pull those off.
Let's go to Steve in St. Leonard.
Steve, what's up, man? You're on the jumps.
Hey, guys. It's going to be the end of the fourth quarter. We're down by 3. We're going to get an interception, take it down to the 5, and sit on it. And then, is going to run it in for a touchdown.
What's his name?
We have the worst call.
Who?
Yeah,
Brian Robinson, Daniels, Eckler, who?
Come on.
Daniels.
Yeah, that guy. The most important guy on the team.
You got a brain fart.
Most important guy.
Hey, this ain't a good look for your fan base.
Hey, I'm not claiming that we got the greatest.
You know what, though, Valdez? I'll say this
thanks,
for that.
Thanks, Steve.
They're not used to this.
Yeah, they're flummoxed.
They're not used to winning. They're not used to being in the divisional round of the playoffs. Like, you're a grizzled vet when it comes to the playoffs, having rooted for the Ravens for so long. Commanders fans, this is still like foreign territory to them. So I'll give them a little bit of a pass.
You got guys giving the score backwards.
That's inexcusable.
What's his name going to punch it in? Yeah. We need more Mars. I need more Mars.
Yeah, need more Mike Mars
is ready. I haven't seen him like this ever.
He's at a fever.
He's rabid. He's foaming at the mouth.
The guy is ready for kickoff.
I'm locked in. I've watched the film. I've studied the tape. The Lions are a bum franchise, and they're overlooking us. This is mad disrespectful. They have great players, but my God, do we have Jaden Daniels on our side? I got a message for our defense. You talk with your helmet every moment. We are a team of destiny. We're going to go in there, shock the world, 33-30. Washington moving on. Feed me Philadelphia.
I'm begging somebody.
So you think Detroit's overlooking Washington?
1,000%. Everyone's overlooking us. Everyone. FanDuel, DraftKings, their fan base, their players. Everyone's overlooking Washington. But thankfully, we don't need people supporting us. We just need to go out there and ball.
We need a camera crew to knock on his door like 8:30 on Sunday morning. I want to see the aftermath.
Hey, I might.
People just bodies everywhere.
Yeah. I need a live stream of Mar watching the game.
That's
a great Barstool.
Idea. Barstool Sports.
I stand for the first half every single game. Like, you know, thankfully
you stand the whole half.
I mean,
I don't do that, but I do a bit. So if I'm watching a game down in my media room, I'll be on my recliner, and if it's a big play, I hit the recliner down. And I sit up at the edge.
Yeah. Edge of your seat.
Yeah.
I'm
edge of my seat guy on a big play.
Mar, what do you talk with?
Your helmet! Every moment!
Is that a line from a movie or something?
I don't know, but it's making me laugh.
Is that a line from a movie?
No. So before Oregon played Colorado, they had a camera in Oregon's locker room. And he just did this whole speech that was incredible. And that was one of the things he said. And then he was like, this game's not going to be played in Hollywood. It's going to be played on the grass.
What was his speech like after they got boat raced by Ohio State?
Oh, it's probably very sad.
Yeah, probably good wasn't season, with the same level of vigor.
Yeah,
I would guess.
Let's go to Robert in Culpeper. Robert, what's up, man? You're on with the jumps.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's like this, brother. George Allen said, 53 men together can't lose. They all won, man. They're going to coach him up. They're going to get his special teams come down with a good field position. That's what key to the game. And Eckler, Jameson, those guys are going to wipe them out. What we got to do is, and we've done it before this year, we have eliminated all mistakes, at least much of them. Keep the ball rolling down the field. Time of
Robert,
possession.
He's definitely talking with his helmet.
Robert, what do you do for a living, Robert?
I'm retired right now. I used to be an insurance agent.
Oh, nice. Very nice.
Is Mrs. Bickle?
Can you help my mom?
Is Mrs. Bickle one of your...
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Robert, God bless you, man. When was the last time you were this excited?
When George Allen was up there, Joe Gibbs, I've been a fan since 1959, brother. Hey,
Robert, give us a score prediction, and you better have the higher score first.
Washington 40, Detroit 33.
Oh, man. 73 points.
We're going way over.
We're going to the promised land.
That's a lot of explosives, Valdez.
Telling you, man, this fan base is fired up.
Shoo, shoo. Explosives. Shoo, shoo. I hope there are a lot of explosives.
Look at all the people. Geez. All the people.
It's going to burn it. This is how it's supposed to be.
Yep.
There's gonna be two games away from the freaking Super Bowl.
Hey, there's going to be so many babies being made tonight, Saturday night.
They're going to
they
win.
Gonna
they
be
win.
Jaden, too. Yeah. Boy or girl.
Oh, yeah. Jaden. Yeah.
There's going to be like 5,000 Jadens.
Yeah. There's going to be a lot of them.
Right?
Yeah. Boy or girl. That's kind of a unisex name.
It'd be Jaden Daniels last name.
Jaden or Jada.
Jada.
Well, that's like JD.
Yeah,
you, just you got to do the Jada.
Jada, Daniel. Yeah,
Daniela.
Daniela.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Vernon, what's up? You going to make a Jaden Daniels baby?
I'm going to make a Jaden Daniels baby, man. It's cold from the foe, baby. Cold from the foe.
Oh, no. We're going to go in
Detroit, and we're going to punch them boys in their mouth and show them that we the bigger bully. We're going to go in there. We're going to win 31-20, reverse spread. It's going to be crunch time, and defense going to get a turnover and be taking it to the house. 31-20, Commanders. I see y'all in Philly. Next week, we're going up Philly, baby. Philly going to win. We're going to see Philly at the link for it all, baby. Let's go, Commando.
Oh, jeez.
All right, what's his deal?
Ready.
I don't know his deal. He's a guy that you try not to let on. Is that the deal?
Oh, no. I went viral last week. I was screaming at him that I'm not going to call him Co from the Foe on the
his
air.
His name is Vernon.
His real name is Vernon.
Yeah.
Oh. Valdez was recording it. And
I saw that. Yeah. I saw that. Okay.
I guess he calls the other shows as Co from the Foe.
Mm. Right. All right.
But here is known as Vernon. Though he did sneak in his nickname.
I do like your position on that.
I do it for you because I know you don't like nicknames. And every time you would be like, what's the deal with this?
Some nicknames, but Co from the Foe, I just draw the line. What's Co? Let's go to Co. I mean, Co is okay, but Co from the Foe? All right. Let's go to, is it Aaron? Aaron, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up, Aaron?
Hey, so like 2 years ago, I brought my son to his first NFL game, and it was that horrible Brown game where Ron Rivera didn't even know we could be eliminated.
Oh, yeah. That's the game where he trotted out Carson Wentz.
Yeah. It meant everything.
Oh, it was just dreadful.
It was horrible. And my son looked at me, and he said, "Dad," he saw how incensed I was, and he was like, "Dad, I don't want to go to another game again, another football game." So that broke my heart.
That's borderline child abuse.
It was horrible. And I took him to the passing game 2 weeks ago. We were right on the 20, saw the game-winning touchdown, and he was enthralled. So I'm going to be taking him. We're going to get my dad together, all my brothers. We're going to go watch it here in Ashburn. It's going to be awesome, and I think they're going to win by like a divine intervention thing. Something like a 4th-and-20, and they pick it up, and we somehow get in the field goal range and win the game. It's going to be awesome. I'm super pumped. Gonna be great. Lifelong Skins fan, and let's go, baby.
All right, thanks, all right, buddy. Appreciate
thank you,
it.
Bro.
All right, let's go.
Can you imagine your first introduction to the Washington
Browns?
Franchise? The Carson Wentz game against the Browns.
Didn't they have to win that game to get into the playoffs?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a critical game. I hope that Valdez knows this. He's young, and so I think he knows this.
He's young and compared to us. He's not that young.
Yeah, I mean, he's getting up there. He got a lot of grays. But you know, my generation, I had that bravado you have now. I had that swagger. I disrespected everyone. I've lost a lot of that swagger over the last 20 years, but I'm trying to get it back.
Need a swaggerectomy.
And then, you know, we used to be made fun of for always thinking we were going to win the Super Bowl. Now, that hasn't happened in a long time.
Yeah, right.
Okay? But that was a legitimate thing. That the perception was Skins fans always think they're going to win the Super Bowl.
Right.
Right? And even for the first 10 probably years of Snyder's tenure. And then finally we got beaten out of us and we realized it was hopeless.
Right.
But we used to have that swagger.
Might be getting some of it back now, EB.
All right, let's go to Todd. Todd, what's up?
What's going on, fellas? I think we're going to be able to pull it off. The way that we're going to be able to pull it off is this. We take advantage of every single Detroit mistake. We got to score touchdowns off of any turnover. We got to make them punt off of any penalties that they make. And Jaden Daniels too cool to make any mistakes. He's not going to give no turnovers. So we're going to be able to pull it out 36-35. We're going to shock the world. We're going to go up to Philly and beat them. We're going to see y'all in the Super Bowl.
Oh, he's got the trip to New Orleans.
You already got a plan. Wow. Wow.
All right, let's go. Let me see.
By the way, people are going nuts with the scores. I mean, they have scores in the 70s.
Yeah.
It is out of control.
Let's go to John, Texas, checking in. Hey, John, what's up, buddy? Austin, Texas.
Hey, Junkies, how's it going?
What's up, John?
Johnny.
I'm super excited. Been a Redskins fan my entire life. Can't wait to go to the divisional round, kick some ass. Sorry if I can't say it on the radio. I think we've got a couple opportunities here. I think, you know, a lot of these teams that get that first round bye, I think, come off a bit rusty as well. So I think we got to take advantage of that, go out, hit them hard, you know, give them some Dan Campbell taste of football, control the ball, and let's get that W, boys.
Prediction?
Score?
28-24, Skins.
All right, I see that more of likely than 40-33.
Yeah, I would guess 36-35.
Yeah, I just don't see that.
All right, let's go, Larry in La Plata. La Plata checking in. What's up, buddy?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Gentlemen.
Larry.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what we have. Tomorrow night, that's what we've earned here. One game. They might win 9, but not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we stay with them. Tonight, we play with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest football team in the world. We were born to be football players, every one of you. This is your time. Your time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great football team the Lions have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Very well done. That's the Herb Brooks rip-off miracle speech. We love that. Adapted for the Commanders.
Very nice.
Very
nice.
Well done, Larry.
All right, you want to go to break? Do one more segment of it, and then we'll go around and make our final predictions?
Yeah, I need your final predictions.
Yeah. Well, I'm picking my boys, believe me.
All right, we'll take more of your calls at 800-636-1067. More predictions on Lions Commanders. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
Whether you want to
bye.
In a bear market.
or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.